Spotlight, Bilderberger Report, September 1991, F. William Ingdahl, MIT Derel Wafza Weltmacht, Plytisches Lexikon, CODE 11 and CODE 91992, Stando, The Cosmic Conspiracy Diagnosis No. 8, August 1985. The Trilateral Commission, 172. This secret organization was founded in June 1973 by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski for the Committee of 300 and set to work because the established organizations like the UN were going too slow in establishing a one-world government. The big boys wanted action. This elitist organization aims at pooling the top heads of the industrial and commercial giants, that is, of the trilateral nations, the US, Japan and Western Europe, and thus at forcing the New World Order. It offers the elite coming from the different branches of Freemasonry worldwide meeting opportunities for secret cooperation, and it is meant to give the Bilderbergers a broader political basis. Most European members had long-standing contracts with the Rockefellers. The organization has about 200, unlike the Bilderbergers, permanent members. The Trilateral Commission controls through the CFR members the whole US economy, politics, military, oil, energy and media lobbies. Members are company chairmen, bankers, publishers, politicians, union leaders, presidents of foundations and newspaper columnists. The most important, Brzezinski, Zbigniew's security advisor to President Bush, George, former US President, former CIA chief, former CFR chief Clinton, Bill Bilderberger, CFR, US President Kissinger, Henry, former US Secretary of State McNamara, Robert, World Bank Rockefeller, David Chase, Manhattan Bank, Exxon Rockefeller, John D. Rothschild, Edmund de Royal Dutch, Shell. The most important German members, Omerungen, Otto Wolf von, President of the Otto Wolf AG Binkopf, Kurt, Member of the Bundestag Birnbach, Kurt Gap, President, Member of the Bilderbergers AMK, Horse, Member of the Bundestag Hartwig, Hans, Chairman of the Bundesverbands Deugrub und der Benhandel Hoffmann, Diether, formerly Neuheimat, Hamburg Huber, Ludwig Bayerischer Landesbank und Girozentral München Janet, Host Director der Münchener Rückversicherung Kaiser, Karl Leiter des Forschungsinstituts der Gap Kletten, Norbert, President der Landeszentralbank Baden-Württemberg Christoffersen, Erwin Leiter der Int. Abteilung des DGB Lambsdorff, Otto Graf, former Bundeswirtschaftsminister Zlegiep, Walter, former Kassenwart der CDU Mal, Hans, Redakteur Bean Bayerischen Rundfunk Munchmeier, Alwin, father of Birgit Breuel Newman, Friedrich vor Ersitzender des Arbeitgeberverbands N. A. W. Posner, member of the Bundestag, former Staatsräte Richter, Klaus, Director der Optischen Werke Giroden Stockruhe, Volder, member of the Bundestag, Vertidgangsminister Sol, Hans Günther Aufsichtsräte Ersitzender der Wissen AG Sommer, Theo, Chefredakteur der Deist Schmidt, Helmut, former Bundeskanzler Schmitz, Ronaldo, Aufsichtsräte Mitglied der Base AG Schroeder, Gerard, former Bundestagsmitglied Vetter, Heinz Oskar, former vor Ersitzender des DGB Zahn, Joachim, former Aufsichtsräte Ersitzender der Daimler Bands AG, members who have an official leave of absence as long as they hold a government job, Nudges. Karl Heinz, Vice President of EU Commission Brzezinski for the Committee of 300 and set to work because the established organizations like the UN were going too slow in establishing a one-world government. The big boys wanted action. This elitist organization aims at pooling the top heads of the industrial and commercial giants, that is, of the trilateral nations, the US, Japan and Western Europe, and thus at forcing the New World Order. It offers the elite coming from the different branches of Freemasonry worldwide meeting opportunities for secret cooperation, and it is meant to give the Bilderbergers a broader political basis. Most European members had long-standing contracts with the Rockefellers. The organization has about 200, unlike the Bilderbergers, permanent members. The Trilateral Commission controls through the CFR members the whole U.S. economy, politics, military, oil, energy and media lobbies. Members are company chairmen, bankers, publishers, politicians, union leaders, presidents of foundations and newspaper columnists. The most important, Brzezinski, Zbigniew S. Security advisor to President Bush, George, former U.S. President, former CIA chief, former CFR chief Clinton, Bill Bilderberger, CFR, U.S. President Kissinger, Henry, former U.S. Secretary of State McNamara, Robert World Bank Rockefeller, David Chase Manhattan Bank, Exxon Rockefeller, John D. Rothschild, Edmund de Royal Dutch, Shell. The most important German members, Omar Rungin, Otto Wolf von, President of the Otto Wolf AG Binkhoff, Kurt, Member of the Bundestag Birnbach, Kurt Gap, President, Member of the Bilderberger Zimki, Horse, Member of the Bundestag Hartwig, Hans, Chairman of the Bundesverbands Deugrob and Doben, Handel Hoffmann, Dieter, formerly Neuheimat, Hamburg Huber, Ludwig Bayerischer Landesbank und Gyrosentral München, Janet, Hostdirektor der Münchener Rückversicherung Kaiser, Karl Leiter des Forschungsinstituts der Gap Kletten, Norbert, President der Landeszentralbank Baden-Württemberg, Christofferson, Erwin Leiter der Int. Abteilung des DGB Lambsdorff, Otto Graf, former Bundeswirtschaftsminister Zlecki-Ipp, Walter, former Kassenwart des CDU Mal, Hans, Redakteur Bean Bayerischen Rundfunk Munchmeier, Alwin, father of Birgit Breuel Neumann, Friedrich vor Ersitzender des Obitschber Erverbands N. A. W. Posner, member of the Bundestag, former Staatssekretär Richter, Klaus Direktor der Optischen Worker Giroden Stockruhe, Volder, member of the Bundestag, Vertidgungsminister Sol, Hans Günther Aufsichtsrat vor Ersitzender der Wissen AG Sommer, Theo, Chefredakteur der Dienst Schmidt, Helmut, former Bundeskanzler Schmitz, Ronaldo, Aufsichtsrat Mitglied der Base AG Schroeder, Gerard, former Bundestagsmitglied Vetter, Heinz Oskar, former vor Ersitzender des DGB Zahn, Joachim, former Aufsichtsrat Ersitzender der Daimler Bands AG, members who have an official leave of absence as long as they hold a government job, Nudges, Karl Heinz, Vice President of EU Commission, 173, Stoltenberg, Gerard Bundes, Finance Minister from Vertraulich Mitte Irlanden No. 2628, halves of July 3, 1986, from Vertraulich Mitte Irlanden No. 2628, halves of July 3, 1986, Club of Rome. The Club of Rome, which I have not mentioned yet, is, according to Ovin Demeris, Dirty Business, a group of international members of the establishment from around 25 countries, about 50 people. It was founded by the Rockefeller clan, on their private estate at Bellago, Italy, and is financed by them. The main objective is once more a world government by the elite. The Club of Rome has also worked out a world religion and had the mistaken belief in an energy crisis and an overpopulation of the earth spread by the media. According to William Cooper, they apparently also developed the AIDS virus, naturally with an antidote, and spread it among the people in order to start the great racial cleansing program for the world government. More facts and names about AIDS can be found in William Cooper's book Behold a Pale Horse, and Dr. John Coleman's publications. You will be able to get it all if you just get the Phoenix Journals. The United Nations at the Freemason Congress in Paris, June 28 to the 30th, 1917, the guidelines for the League of Nations were accepted and approved. This was the beginning of the League of Nations established in Geneva in 1919. In 1945, in San Francisco, the United Nations organization emerged from this. It is an institution fashioned by the Illuminati, the biggest Masonic lodge in the world, in which all nations of the world shall unite. Ironically, yet as stated in the Rules of Machiavellianism, Item 4, summarized in the preface, the people of all the nations of the UN now ask this institution to solve their problems and to intervene in their wars to end them, although the men behind that very institution have themselves instigated all the wars of the last two centuries. In public, the UN appears as a good friend to all and sundry who will take care of the affair. At least 47 CFR members were among the American founding delegates, including David Rockefeller. The UN emblem is a clearly Masonic symbol, and I will compare it here to the American Masonic Great Seal. The globe of the UN and the circular form of the Great Seal with the inscriptions Anuit Captis, He, God, has favored our undertakings, above a Novus Ordo Seclorum New Order of the Ages, below the pyramids show the objectives of the world rule. The 33 degree fields of the UN globe and the 33 stones of the pyramid represent the 33 degrees of the Scottish Rite masonry. The ears of corn with 13 grains each to both sides of the globe, the 13 steps of the pyramid and the 13 letters in Anuit Captis symbolize the 13 grades of the Illuminati hierarchy and refer to the Jewish lucky number 13. The number 13 is the most important number in Freemasonry and has several meanings. Jesus had 12 disciples and was himself the 13th. In the Kabbalah, in numerology and with the 13th tarot card, death, the 13 means transformation, alchemy, rebirth, the phoenix rising from the ashes, knowledge of the secrets and thence the ability of materialization and dematerialization, the ability to create from the ether, as Jesus, Buddha, Hermes, Trismegistos, Saint Germain and many others did, for example making bread out of nothing, the ether, the so-called philosopher's stone. On the obverse side of the Great Seal we find the phoenix, changed in 1841 to the American bald eagle, symbolizing the 13, the transformation. He has 13 feathers in each wing, 13 arrows in the right talon, and olive branch with 13 leaves in the left. His beak holds a scroll with the inscription E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one, has 13 letters, surmounted by 13 stars arranged in the shape of a Star of David. On the breast is a shield with 13 stripes representing the original 13 states under Congress. 174, remarks. The German der petrol stations of the RWE, Rhenish-Westphalian Power Co., are represented by an upside-down pyramid with 13 stripes. In the US there is a petrol company 76. 7 plus 6 equals 13. There are hundreds of examples, just look at company logos, products, TV advertisement, state seals and flags, etc. The same goes for one of the largest Masonic companies in the US, Procter & Gamble. The name has 13 letters and the company logo is one of the oldest Masonic symbols, a bearded man in a circle with 13 stars before him. Perhaps it is of interest to note here that in the Wisconsin Report, the chairman of Procter & Gamble said, in 1984 on TV, I made a pact with Satan. In exchange for commercial success, I have signed away my soul to him. The German der petrol stations of the RWE, Rhenish-Westphalian Power Co., are represented by an upside-down pyramid with 13 stripes. In the US there is a petrol company 76. 7 plus 6 equals 13. There are hundreds of examples, just look at company logos, products, TV advertisement, state seals and flags, etc. The same goes for one of the largest Masonic companies in the US, Procter & Gamble. The name has 13 letters and the company logo is one of the oldest Masonic symbols, a bearded man in a circle with 13 stars before him. Perhaps it is of interest to note here that in the Wisconsin Report, the chairman of Procter & Gamble said, in 1984 on TV, I made a pact with Satan. In exchange for commercial success, I have signed away my soul to him. More information about the meaning of these and other symbols can be found in Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy and in Masonic Literature. These are some of the most important organizations in finance, commerce and politics who aim for a one-world government. One group of immense importance we have not considered yet is the Rockefeller Empire, but Gary Allen in his two books has dealt with them at length. and it is following the same objectives. The Rockefeller Empire is the main financing force behind the CFR, the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome. You will probably have noticed that you read the same names over and over again. It would be interesting to have a list of names of the Council of 13 or the Council of 33. But we know their goal and how they plan to reach it, which is more important and should, in my view, suffice. In Finkenstadt's Iron Generation im Bandstands, John Todd goes on, if you ask the head of a coven who is the world's mightiest witch, he will say, Ruth Carter Stapleton, the sister of former President Jimmy Carter. I don't know whether Jimmy Carter is a Freemason. Normally, if you want to be a politician in the US, you have to be a Mason, because this is the way to enter the political circles. Since Wilson, president during the First World War, there was not one president who did not belong to the Illuminati, except Eisenhower, and he was controlled by them. There are about 5,000 people in the world who have a deeper insight about the Illuminati. Millions of people work for these few. The situation with the Freemasons is similar. Only those in the 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite had also the knowledge. The others simply don't have it. They own every large petrol company in the world. All the large mail order firms and 90% of the large department stores. All computer cash registers in the US are linked to a huge computer in Dallas, Texas, called the Beast. This in turn is linked to two computers in Brussels and Amsterdam that are also called the Beast. Chapter 59 666 666 One tenet of the New World Order is to have a cashless society. The Illuminati have well prepared the people for this with the electronically readable bankers and credit cards, telephone cards, insurance cards, petrol cards of the many oil companies, etc. The masses were easily convinced of the advantages of this system by the argument that payment without cash is safer, simpler and more practical. This idea has just got to be thought through to the end. As soon as the people have a multitude of these electronically readable cards, they will be told that it is much easier still and even more practical to have just one card instead of many. 175. This is a debit card, the so-called one credit card for everything, that has already been introduced in New Zealand, Australia and Canada. They still have the other credit cards, too, but the debit card is already in circulation. Finally, we will have a laser tattoo. Invisible to the eye, a barcode is tattooed onto the right hand or the forehead. The code on your hand then serves for payment, but in addition for identification. A scanner will read the code and all information needed is at hand. These are not ideas of the future, they are dead serious. The laser tattoo has been tested in Disneyland for 15 years already. Persons who were going to stay several days were given the choice between a pass or a tattoo on the left hand. They wanted to see how people react to this, whether in time they would get used to it. Official forms asking where the mark is preferred, F equals forehead, H equals hand, have been readied on an international level. These tests to slowly get the people used to this before it becomes compulsory. As much as 7 years ago, Holland started to mark homeless persons with a laser tattoo on the forehead. The populace is told that in this way criminality, especially in Amsterdam, will be curbed. In the meantime, laser tattoos have already been officially introduced in places. Saying that business travelers could be dealt with more efficiently, American airports have been equipped with scanners reading the invisible tattoo on the right hand. And the number using this service is constantly rising, because time is money. You will not actually be forced to accept the tattoo, but you will not have much choice unless you are self-sufficient. At one point, the shops will no longer accept cash. And the peoples will be shown just how safe this new method is. Theft is no longer possible, for where there is no money, none may be stolen. Every criminal can be found by satellite because of the laser tattoo, and it will no longer be possible to cross a frontier illegally. This will really be the total control of humanity. Free will has no room any longer. Every step is supervised. Everything you do, you own. How much capital you have, can be called up by Big Brother. Make the effort and read George Orwell's book 1984. The Planned New Age Slave System is very well described therein. In the Bible, Revelation 13:13-18, we read, ... and he, the beast, performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitant of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of a beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. Debit card, the so-called one credit card for everything, that has already been introduced in New Zealand, Australia and Canada. They still have the other credit cards, too, but the debit card is already in circulation. Finally, we will have a laser tattoo. Invisible to the eye, a barcode is tattooed onto the right hand or the forehead. The code on your hand then serves for payment, but in addition for identification. A scanner will read the code and all information needed is at hand. These are not ideas of the future, they are dead serious. The laser tattoo has been tested in Disneyland for 15 years already. Persons who were going to stay several days were given the choice between a pass or a tattoo on the left hand. They wanted to see how people react to this, whether in time they would get used to it. Official forms asking where the mark is preferred, F equals forehead, H equals hand, have been readied on an international level. These tests to slowly get the people used to this before it becomes compulsory. As much as 7 years ago, Holland started to mark homeless persons with a laser tattoo on the forehead. The populace is told that in this way criminality, especially in Amsterdam, will be curbed. In the meantime, laser tattoos have already been officially introduced in places. Saying that business travelers could be dealt with more efficiently, American airports have been equipped with scanners reading the invisible tattoo on the right hand. And the number using this service is constantly rising, because time is money. You will not actually be forced to accept the tattoo, but you will not have much choice unless you are self-sufficient. At one point the shops will no longer accept cash. And the peoples will be shown just how safe this new method is. Theft is no longer possible, for where there is no money, none may be stolen. Every criminal can be found by satellite because of the laser tattoo, and it will no longer be possible to cross a frontier illegally. This will really be the total control of humanity. Free will has no room any longer, every step is supervised, everything you do, you own, how much capital you have, can be called up by Big Brother. Make the effort and read George Orwell's book 1984. The Planned New Age Slave System is very well described therein. In the Bible, Revelation 13:13-18, we read, ... and he, the beast, performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitant of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of a beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. In these few phrases we find three revelations that today are very important to us, and he, the beast, performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth. This sounds very much like an atomic bomb. And who threw the first atomic bomb, and on whose order? Well, we know already that the Americans are the best tool of the Khazar Jewish Illuminati bankers and did what their masters told them to do. Remember who Franklin D. Roosevelt was and who he worked for. And he was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause who refused. This message, too, is very clear. A living picture, the TV of course. And tell me one people on earth that doesn't worship the TV. The TV and Hollywood are the best tools of the Illuminati. And let's just see who really owns the TV network, as well as Hollywood. 176, WHOONS. The TV Network's an exclusive report by Eustace Mullins. H, I'm sorry but we have no date for this presentation. I cannot recommend highly enough any and all of the books offered by Eustace Mullins. He is a long-time friend and colleague, without peer as to respect for him as a man and an author. It should be brought to your attention just how important is Mr. Mullins' work. He is effectively banned from being allowed to speak in Canada. Within this year, he was disallowed participation in a pre-planned seminar. We can recognize truth, in our own works as well, when the banning and burning of books is underway. And, oh, indeed, we have had papers and journals banned at the Canadian border and 9 volumes of journals banned and burned in the USA land of freedom. I ask, please, that a listing of Eustace Mullins' books be offered with ability to acquire us through him personally, please, or through contact where the orders can be forwarded. When our distributing connection facilities reopen, we will most surely carry all of the books utilized by us in any way. These authors need help, readers. They fight a lonely battle if they bring truth of in any way counter the New World Order. By the way, why is Eustace Mullins banned from Canada? He has claimed to be anti-Semitic. It is your life, pilgrims, and you have been heard. Many observers in the US have noticed the striking similarity of the programs offered to the public by the 3 independent television networks. For the first time, we present a detailed study of the directors of the 3 networks, revealing their interlocking banking and industrial connections, indicating that instead of 3 major networks we actually have only one. NBE, a subsidiary of RCA, has the following directors: John Braidmers, president of New York University, chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which dominates the other Federal Reserve banks by its control of the money market, and director of the Rockefeller Foundation. Braidmers had received the George Peabody Award. George Peabody established the Peabody Education Fund, which later became the Rockefeller Foundation, and he was named Humanist of the Year in 1978. Cecily B. Selby, born in London, England, National Director of the Girl Scouts, Director of Avon Products and Lohmann's, a dress firm. She is married to James Coles, President of Bowdoin College since 1952. Peter G. Peterson, former head of Kuhn, Loebco, and ex-Secretary of Commerce. Robert Sizek, Chairman of Cooper Industries, sales of £1.5 billion, and Director of RCA and First City Bank Corp. First City was identified in congressional testimony as one of the 3 Rothschild banks in the United States. Thomas O. Paine, President of Northrop Co., a large defense contractor. Paine is a director of the influential Institute of Strategic Studies in London, director of the Institute of Metals, London, American Ordnance Arsen, and many other professional munitions associations. Donald Smiley, chairman R.H. Macy Company since 1945, he is also a director of Metropolitan Life and U.S. Steel, known as Morgan Controlled Firms, and director of Ralston Purina Co., and Irving Trust. David C. Jones, President of Consolidated Contractors, Director of U.S. Steel, Kemper Insurance Company. Thornton Bradshaw, Chairman of RCA, Director of Champion Paper Co., Atlantic Richfield Oil Co., Rockefeller's Brothers Fund, and the Aspen Institute of Humanistic Studies. Although not listed as a director of NBC, Andrew Seidler is a director of its parent company, RCA. Seidler is chairman of Champion Paper Co., and director of General Electric, Bristol Myers, and Cabot Corporation, which traditionally has had heavy CIA involvement. 177. Thus we find that NBC has many Rothschild and JP Morgan connections among its directors, who include the chairman of the key to our monetary control, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and other directors associated with such Rothschild operations as Kuhn, Loebco, First City Bank Corp., and the Institute of Strategic Studies in London.